This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces conducted fresh raids in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, and Palestinian emergency services said an airstrike in the city of Tubas killed 5 people. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli soldiers were seen patrolling the streets of Tubas. Entrances and exits from the city were sealed off. Cell phone video showed military trucks and bulldozers rolling in. The security forces have been conducting a series of operations in the northern West Bank for the past 2 weeks, with extended raids in Tubas, Jenin, and Tulkarm. All 3 cities have a heavy presence of armed factions, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah. In a separate incident in the city of Tulkarm, the Israeli military said troops backed by police and intelligence services killed an armed militant. Residents there reported being forced from their homes.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Minister David Lammy traveled to Kyiv on Wednesday.
A Secretary of State from the U.S. and a Foreign Secretary in the U.K. have traveled together, and that is to reiterate our complete support for the Ukrainian struggle.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been pleading with Kyiv's allies for months to allow Ukraine to fire Western missiles deep into Russian territory to limit Moscow's ability to launch attacks. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is overriding human rights conditions on military aid to Egypt, a State Department spokesperson said on Wednesday, granting the U.S. ally its full allocation of $1.3 billion this year, for the first time during this administration, despite ongoing concerns over human rights in the country.